Beef It's What's for Dinner television advertising on network TV was a successful means of reaching consumers 20 years ago, but today Americans spend their time in different ways. Cattlemen's Beef Board Director David Urig, a rancher from Hermosa, reports Beef Checkoff promotion is connecting with people where they're at, and one of the best places to do that is in the world of sports.
We're reaching specific audiences and in special moments with Little League, you know, for an example, the Little League baseball recipes and stuff like that. We can put that right in front of everybody. Today we've got technology and we're able to narrow those approaches down specifically with phones. Everybody's got a cell phone in their hand.
Urig believes sports partnerships can be a targeted approach to reaching an audience that's open to boosting their consumption of beef.
They're making partnerships with athletes, and that's resonating with this younger generation. And then inside of that, we're able to highlight the nutritional story behind what beef can offer.
State beef councils are extending beef's message in creative ways. In Kansas, for example, the Kansas Beef Council partnered with the K-State football team's offensive line, called the Protectors, to help tell beef's story. And in South Dakota, the Build Your Base program is active in 40-plus high schools and 8 universities, providing performance nutrition education, refueling stations, and beef meals for student athletes. Urig shares data from the 2024-25 school season.
They've served 41,116 meals in the state, and they've moved over the last year 10,915 pounds of beef product served in those meals.
Reporting for the South Dakota Beef Industry Council, I'm Pam Geppert.